Okay, thank you, Oscar. So we'll go to the question and answer session now. I would ask that you continue to have your phone on mute unless you're asking a question so that we can have as good a sound quality as possible. But if you would, I will just open it up right now. And what I would like to have you do is if you could give us your name and the name of your news outlet, and if your question is directed at one panelist in particular, let us know. Otherwise, we will just assign it appropriately. So with that, I would open it up to the first question.
Hi, Jerry. This is Steve Kay of Cattle Buyers Weekly Publication. This is a question probably for you, Dan. You mentioned that the pork loss in value in the first quarter was $110 million. For some reason, I calculated it $76 million because it was $262 million minus versus $338, down 29%. Am I missing something there? Because what I wanted you to tell me was, what's the total loss if you say that, if you assume that values were identical year on year, something in excess of $300 million? Do you have a precise figure? And do you have numbers for China as well?
Steve, this is Joe. The pork and pork variety meat totals for Mexico were down $110 million in the first quarter. Now, we realize the tariff didn't apply to variety meat, but that was where the $110 million came from, is when you look at combined pork and pork variety meat exports to Mexico, which is the number
okay.
We use on the site. Those were down $110 million.
So I should use the $76 million and then $200 and something million for the 9 months of last year, so that's $294 million loss.
Yeah.
That would just for cuts.
I would have to check what the total was for last year, but we were down year over year. I would have to check. I would have to check what the last 7 months of the year were. But
we were simply comparing quarter on quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The $100 million was just the combined total quarter on quarter, and that's where.
So the product decline on products affected by the tariff was $218 million June to December, down 24%, and then down another 76 in the first quarter. Do you have any numbers updated about losses, year-on-year losses to China in the same vein?
Yeah, Steve, this is Joel. I'm just looking at, again, Q1 2018 versus Q1 2019. It looks like it's down about, let's see, China would be about $34 million in value. Keep in mind, though, Steve, that total Chinese pork imports went down by 8% on a volume basis during those year-on-year Q1 comparisons. So,
right.
We kind of held our own. I mean, our market share is 8.5%. That's low. I mean, a couple years ago, we were 20%.
Right.
So we also look at that market share comparison. I mean, there's no question the tariffs have hurt us there.
Yeah.
Both in terms of absolute value loss and market share.
Just a quick follow-up. Joe, what percentage of U.S. exports, pork exports to China, actually went into government stocks and therefore escaped the tariffs?
We don't have that number, Steve. China is not published. China doesn't publish its purchases, its government purchases for stocks. We're hearing different stories. I don't want to speculate then on what that number is, but it would be low.
Okay. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Hi, Joe. This is Carrie Halliday calling from the Western Livestock Journal, and I have two questions. They could be either for Dan or Oscar or both of them. First one is, what near-term beef export changes do you expect to see now that the Canadian and Mexican retaliatory tariffs have been lifted? And what does the path forward to USMCA look like, especially from the Canadian and Mexican perspectives?
Well, on the question on the UMC, the new agreement, right? I think that right now, in from the Mexican point of view, the big problem that they have to move forward with the final step in approving the agreement was the pork, the steel and aluminum tariff. Now that those are gone, from the Mexican point of view, is or the government point of view, is going to be a very quick resolution once the Congress, the U.S. Congress, pass the agreement, hopefully before the fall of this year. You know, I think for the Mexican government, will be a very simple, let's say, procedure in the Senate, where the president of Mexico, the party Morena, have the absolute control of the Senate. I think that they are very optimistic. They are working hard here in the United States, lobbying the key lawmakers in the country to make this agreement move forward. In terms of Canada, I think that they also are in a position that they are waiting for what happened here in the United States. The positive thing is that the ball is in oversight, let's say, and Canadian and Mexican, we just have to wait for them to react to the resolution of the agreement here in the Congress.
And as a follow-up, this is Dan. As a follow-up, I would say that we're hopeful that progress can be made now in the U.S. side, now that we have the steel and aluminum issue and consequently the resulting pork and beef tariff issues resolved. We're hoping that this clears a path forward to expedite a solution on the U.S. side. So, the importance of this market, as I mentioned earlier, is monumental for the U.S. beef and pork industries, the North American market. What was your second question or your other question, Terry? You could repeat.
I was curious what the path forward to the USMCA looked like, particularly from the Canadian and Mexican point of view.
That's what we answered, right? Yeah, that was
yep,
the
yep.
other one. Yeah, what was the other one? Didn't you have a second one?
She was asking about what do you see happening for exports now that the steel and aluminum tariffs are off. Of course, the tariff dispute relative to beef was fairly limited on Canada. Mm-hmm. Was limited to cooked and prepared beef products, but that's not an insignificant category. The year before, we had exported almost $170 million, and Canada is the largest market for those particular products. So it wasn't something that completely rocked the beef industry, but it's certainly good to have the 10% tariff removed. On pork, I'll let Dan and Oscar talk about pork. That is an enormous albatross to have lifted off the pork industry.
Yeah, I think on the trade side, on the pork side specifically, two things. Number one is the value proposition is monumental because that 20% duty was coming directly out of our industry's pockets. You saw it in the stats. So I think there's a value proposition that happens fairly quickly. And probably, I would say even more importantly, if you look at the volume side, we were down a little bit, but it wasn't nearly as impactful. So we were doing everything we could as an industry to hold our own, knowing that this tariff time would be a tough time, and we actually made some inroads in certain sectors, as Oscar alluded to earlier. So I think on the volume side, we have some momentum that can only be increased now that we have the duties lifted. And I'm actually quite optimistic going forward on pork. In this context, we're talking about pork. So I'm very optimistic there. On the beef side, we held our own pretty well during the whole time. So actually to the point where I was a little bit surprised how well beef hung in there, given the uncertainties around the whole steel and aluminum issue. So granted, we didn't have any beef duties, but we could have. So in general, I'd say I just leave it on this note that, we're optimistic on Mexico going forward.
Thank you, both of you.
Okay, next question. Okay, if there are no other questions, thank you very much for joining the call today. Our spring conference continues here through Friday afternoon. We've got a good lineup of speakers, and we'll be putting out some news both this week and next week from our spring conference, so please watch for that. And thank you again for joining us.
Sure.